Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, welcome to the James and Kim Cast. I'm James Howard.
I'm Kim Carson.
Are you excited?
No.
Fantastic show.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares?
Bro!
It's showtime.
And welcome to the show. It's the James and Kim Cast. Informative, sometimes entertaining, sensitive.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you listening.
All right, let's start things off with a smile. Did you know you can have the world's fastest internet for just $67.99 a month? How cool is that? It's only available thanks to our sponsor, and we sure do appreciate them, EPB Fiber Optics. And make sure you tell your friends about us and, of course, interact with us online. We've got the James and Kim Cast Facebook and Twitter feed as well.
Hey, I'm not sure this is the correct number, but I'm thinking it's Sunny 92.3's office. James and Kim had something on the radio this morning. And I was laughing so hard coming through the Ocoee. I almost went in it about weighing before you boarded a plane. And I'm wondering if you guys have put that on your Facebook, if this is the correct number, to where I could let my friends up at work listen to that. It was a hoot. If not, please disregard, but it was pretty funny. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we'll have that little clip for you here in just a few minutes. We know what he's talking about. I'm glad he didn't run into the Ocoee River.
No, we want to make you laugh, but we don't want you to get hurt.
That would not have been good. So let's talk about that for a second. Can you imagine? Have a nice flight. Oh, by the way, before you step on our airplane, can you step on this scale first?
I would be very offended by that. But you had a pretty valid point, because you are a pilot and you know how important balancing and weight is when flying.
I don't care what is in the air. It still amazes me. I could explain Bernoulli's principle to you all day long when it comes to the physics of flight, but it's still mind-boggling to me that anything that flies these days over our heads actually flies, you know?
I know.
And I said all that to say this, there's a lot of weight on that airplane. I mean, I don't care how skinny or big you are, there's just a lot of weight on that airplane. On any kind of airplane, weight balance is extremely important. But I couldn't imagine
saying, "Get on the scales."
Get on the scale. Yeah, you check in your baggage, and then it's okay. Now it's your turn.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Stepped on a scale today pre-flight. Oh, couple zeros followed a five. What? I think your scale's off. And I guess I shouldn't had so many pre-flight snacks. My pants don't have no slack. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till they find a seat for my big behind. They got me on a cart in the loading zone. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a big fat man. A big fat man, wish I'd left those pre-flight snacks alone.
Excuse me, I'm in G1 and 2.
Yeah. Ugh.
Just trying to get my big old butt back home.
No, you don't need to get up. Let me just scoot in here.
Now I'm feeling kind of gassy. Oh, no.
Excuse me.
That was funny, wasn't it?
That's so hilarious.
Hopefully we didn't cause any wrecks with that one.
Exactly.
Have you heard about the smart toilet?
Is that the one that takes snapshots of your, well, you know, your waist?
Your waist. And it says it sends images straight to a doctor for analysis. I have to admit, any kind of camera hooked up to a toilet is not a good, is not, that's a terrible idea. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Agree with you 100%. That just is, it's gone too far.
A smart toilet, any kind of camera inside a bathroom, that's just, yeah. I mean, AI has gone way too far. It's just, that's just ridiculous. But, you know, we could ask Alexa to give us, you know, an example of this.
All right,
you
let's
want
do
two?
It.
Okay.
All right, let's get started. Yes. Beautiful. Hold it. Feeling it. Very good. That's it. Solid. And that's a take.
Oh my goodness. It's gone too far, seriously. Maybe we did too.
That's crazy. No, of course not. No. Isn't it important to laugh?
It is. It's so good for you.
So, coming up here in seconds, we're going to be talking about mental health.
It's Mental Health Awareness Month, but right now, let's thank our sponsors. We so appreciate our friends at EPB Fiber Optics, where you can have the world's fastest internet for just $67.99 a month. How cool is that? It's from EPB Fiber Optics. All right, as I mentioned, James, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's so important to keep yourself and your children as healthy as possible.
You know, when it comes to mental health, we've heard a lot about mental health, especially during this pandemic, the last, year and a half?
Yes.
Is it about a year and a half? Isn't that amazing?
It's been one of the longest years and a half.
And a lot of us have been cooped up inside. There's been a lot of
limited social interaction.
Racial and political tension in our country. Some crazy stuff just happening all over the world. And, we always have a can of crazy on the show, usually on Mondays. And listeners are calling about it. It's just bizarre, people are just, we're all just wound too tight. And I'll speak for myself.
I'll agree with you 100%.
That I'm wound too tight.
No, I am. No, you're not.
Because the thing is, a year and a half ago, some of the things they just fly off my shoulder. But now, sometimes, I'm like, whoa, in my head, and I've got to take a couple deep breaths. Ooh, that's important, isn't it?
Breathing, laughing.
Yeah, breathing, laughing. Right, exactly. Getting with friends, being around people that are positive, doing things for others. When it comes to things we can do now to prevent, just crossing that line into craziness. But I had the opportunity to sit down with a fantastic community leader.
That's right. Donna Maddox from the AIM Center. And she has so much helpful information about mental health.
And this is what I love about the podcast is that, we get little snippets of information from community listeners on community leaders on the show, but you can hear the entire interview on our podcast a lot of times.
Absolutely. So in this opportunity, James, you had a very long conversation with Donna, and it's such helpful information for families.
Hello. Nice to be with you.
I'm so glad you're with us because hopefully you're going to be with us for the entire show because we need to talk about mental health. Now, mental health has been in the limelight for the last several months, probably not enough before this pandemic hit. But first of all, before we get into the ins and outs of mental health and, preventative maintenance and maybe, we're talking to folks right now that's really struggling mentally. But tell us about the AIM Center. Tell us who you guys are and what you do on a regular basis here in our wonderful community.
It would be my pleasure to tell you all about the AIM Center. I am sold on this place, and I have been prior to coming here to work. AIM Center is a 30-year-old organization that was created by seven local families who realized the need for their adult children to have outlets in their life which would complement the treatment they were receiving for their mental health diagnoses, but they would have a path to recovery so that they would never be identified as having or being identified by having a mental health diagnosis. So the AIM Center, and we use a clubhouse model where we come together with members and staff every day, and we call people that come here, our service recipients, members, because they're actually invited to join the clubhouse, and we know how important it is to be able to belong to a group that embraces you as a person. So a person's invited to come into this clubhouse, and on a daily basis, we work on what that member wants to work on, be it an employment, an education, a housing, a wellness goal, but we identify the needs that they have in their life and say, what do you want to go about in your recovery plan and how do you want to approach it? So truly, it's a unique environment. And socialization and living in relationship with one another is also a very important facet of this AIM Center. People that come here are not judged. They are accepted for who they are, and we work on recovery every day.
Yeah. Now, the AIM Center is a non-medical and non-clinical center, correct?
Correct. We do not use any kind of treatment services here. We don't have doctors or therapists. We don't even have case managers here. But what we do, James, is work very closely with our treatment community. If a person allows us to have authorization to speak with their providers, or we realize that there are some things that are going with somebody that they would like us to help them with, then we're going to be that first advocate to help them with their treatment provider, or even just navigate some of the systems here in town if they have a need to learn how to put in a resume or a college application or look for a benefit. We'll be right there to take that walk with a person.
Mm. Does it normally take a family member or a friend to say, you know what, you let's get you some help. You need some professional guidance when it comes to mental health.
I think, James, you probably hit on something that is crucial. We all need support. I think it is very hard for a person to take that first step. And with support to take that first step, to make the telephone call to a crisis team, to their PCP, to even have that conversation, I'm not feeling very well. I think a lot of times that comes as about because someone cares enough to say to that person, you are important to me, and it looks to me like you might be struggling a little bit today. Mm. One thing that COVID has shown us, the anxiety and the depression that has been paramount in this world now for over a year has affected everyone. It's affected our children, our teenagers, our adults, our seniors. Nobody has been exempt from feelings that they may not have had before. And these same feelings may have been exacerbated, you know, given and really gotten stronger for people that have had issues before. So we know, I mean, you know, the cat's out of the closet now. There is no denying that mental health and physical health go hand in hand, and there's a true integration of these sciences.
Sure. Donna, so I was talking to a doctor with Children's Hospital at Erlanger not too long ago, and in what I'm hearing you say and what I've heard, especially the counseling / like medical community, what I hear you guys saying, it's almost been like a domino effect, how mental health, I mean, it affects obviously everybody. But I was talking to this doctor at Children's, and he was saying, you know, he was giving some signs of when it comes to anxiety in our children. Well, that a lot of times is a reflection on how the parents have dealt with their own anxiety. And so,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, and James. And as we, as parents or grandparents or friends, neighbors, uncles, whatever it may be, our focus, our conversation, particularly around these little ones, their availability to watch news or to hear things, even hear their friends talk. Some children, you know, just process that feeling safe and secure, and even having some trouble. I mean, you know, not being able to sleep at times and having worry and anxiety, but they can just naturally process. Some children take that on as it becomes a personal and very touching issue in their life that they really need to have somebody to help them process through that. And the same is with an adult. That is when we know we need to seek professional help. And I'd like for people to think about some of these things. There are situational anxieties and depression that come into our lives. When we lose a loved one, it is natural to go through a grief period. And we must go through those grief periods to let it go. What begins to be problematic is over longer periods of time when we're still caught up in that. And then we know it's time to turn to somebody else that can give me some helpful tips how to process these feelings, how to process this worry and concern I have, and start on that wellness path. Yeah. No different for our children.
Sure, sure. So, you know, I don't know if you're like me, Donna, but every month there's some type of an awareness, right?
Right.
So when we say National Mental Health Awareness Month, when it comes to being proactive, when it comes to direct response, what can we do now to better our mind, body, and spirit?
Well, that, I think that's a great one. And the first thing I can think of that is so healthy for all of us is to do those regular things that we know. Try to get a good night's sleep. Try to stay hydrated and eat as balanced a diet as we can, but to take care of our physical bodies and to get out into exercise. Those endorphins that we talk about that comes through getting out and taking a walk or a run, it's very true. You know, it's like taking the happy pills that just kick in as if we wish there were a happy pill. But it's that natural chemistry that our bodies were intended to help us get through some tough times, and we know we feel better because of this. But I think that just well care for ourselves and being sensitive. I'm not feeling very well, good today. There's a difference in sitting down in a chair and never getting up again and giving into it, or to sit and address it for a few minutes. And those for us that can decide, I'm going to put this down on a piece of paper. I'm going to park it in my mind. I'm not going to think about this for a little while. I'm going to give myself a break. Everybody can't process it that way. But it's very healthy when we just use those wellness tips we've always done. So the Ames Center decided that National Mental Health Month, it was something we need to take even more seriously. We have a wellness track here for our members, and this year we said, let's do something for Chattanooga also. So we actually mounted a Get Moving for Mental Health campaign, had a big kickoff on May the 1st down in Coolidge Park, had some exercise leaders out there and a DJ, and just had great fun. And our purpose was to bring people, and still is, to bring people in this community together. It's really through that togetherness and connection that we can be healthier. But I think if we all would get moving for mental health and everything else, we'd be a lot healthier.
All right, if you want to find out more about Donna and the staff of the Ames Center and who they are and what they do, you can look them up at aimcenterinc.org.
What a great organization. And I want to leave you with this, five passive-aggressive phrases people use in work emails.
Yes.
So, you know, it's easy to come off passive-aggressive over email, right? But a few phrases that can sound rude over email are, per my last email, for future reference, going forward, and here's one, just to make sure we're on the same page.
Yes, those are passive-aggressive phrases. Be careful when you're writing those emails and how you receive those emails as well. All right, you can interact with us online. We're on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram under The James and Kim Cast. We'd love to hear from you, and we appreciate you listening. Share this podcast with your friends, and join us each week for a new episode. Before we leave, we want to thank our sponsors one more time. EPB Fiber Optics, $67.99 a month. You get 1,000 megabits, and it's only from EPB.
And we encourage you to check out The James and Kim Show on 72.3, Monday through Friday, starting at 5, very, very early in the morning, and wrapping up at 10. Have a fantastic day.